everybody. It's a Friday. Welcome to GFBS, Grand Forks Best Source. It's a Music Friday today. Jansonia and Cold Sweat in the studio. We'll be talking with them in just a couple of minutes. Show today brought to you by Score. Would you like to get a better grasp of how to save money and improve your credit score? Well, maybe you want to start a new business. Maybe you want to buy a new home. Check out the Personal Growth Learning Series webinars hosted by Score and U.S. Bank. Conquering Credit, Thursday, October 15th at 4. Simple Steps to Starting a Business, October 22nd at 4. And Telling Your Story to Increase Sales, October 29th at 4. Now, these one-hour sessions are free, too. Yeah, register for one webinar or all of them by calling 701-746-5851. The Personal Growth Learning Series presented by Score and U.S. Bank. Now, all of the SBA's programs and services are provided to the public on a non-discriminatory basis, and reasonable arrangements for persons with disabilities will be made if requested at least 2 weeks in advance. Well, before we get rolling on with the show, it is time for our daily segment called Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Actually have a couple of them. We'll see what you guys think of these. Better turn up the mic because I know Paul, the producer, is going to have something to say about these. So, okay, first up, what do you call a fish wrapper? What do you call a fish wrapper? Swim Shady.
So stupid.
All right, what do you call a cheese wrapper? What do you call a cheese wrapper? Prov Malone. Those are all right, weren't they?
Yeah, I'll give you credit for those ones.
What do you guys think of those?
Prov Malone was all right.
Prov Malone, you can use those if you guys want. Welcome to the studio, Jansonia. You've been in here before. You put on a hell of a little show for us there when you were here last time. And I'd like to introduce you to Cold Sweat. How are you, man?
Good, man. Thanks for having me.
Hey, tell us a little bit about yourself. Want to hear some history.
Yeah, I'm from Minot, North Dakota. I live in Fargo right now. I used to live in Grand Forks. I went to UND for 5 years, so I know the roads a little bit. Jansen said the Kmart Mall. I was like, That's all Washington. Yeah. You know, to get there.
He asked if Dells was here.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. See? Credibility.
So was it Jansonia that talked you into coming on the show? Because we had a blast when he was here.
He is. He said there's a podcast that I should come and partake in.
Yep. And anytime, if it's coming from you, yeah, I'm still going to get my butt out of bed on a Saturday and come down to the studio or a Friday afternoon or whatever day it is. But how did, Cold Sweat, how did you get your start in this business?
It was actually in Grand Forks. When I was living here, when I was a student, mm-hmm. I started like writing lyrics and to like just instrumentals that I found on YouTube and stuff like that. And then just kind of spent some time doing that. And we played a show together, or we interacted one time on this website that for like, you know, like rappers and mm-hmm. stuff like mm-hmm. that. And then we hung out and made a song. I was like 20, mm-hmm. he was like 19 or something. And then that was like 2012. And we just kind of started playing shows. And that was kind of like the beginning of me playing shows. I think I played like one prior to that. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of, I just kind of slowly just started playing more and more shows around like mostly Grand Forks and Minot where I'm from. And then slowly but surely we went to Fargo and Bismarck and Minneapolis and kind of just.
Duluth.
How do you like playing down in the cities in Duluth?
I love it.
Yeah?
I love it.
I bet. I like Duluth, too.
Rochester, Mankato, those towns are cool. Like,
yeah.
La Crosse, Wisconsin, that's a cool town, too.
Mm-hmm. Both of you guys, what inspired you? What did you listen to growing up? I don't think, if I remember right, when you were on the show before, I don't think you started, your first music you were listening to was rap, but I might be wrong. What did you guys listen to when you were growing up?
Yeah, I was rapped out all the way.
Okay.
I got a lot of rock in me, too. I think we talked about it.
Yeah.
Green Day and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah. I love the old Dookie album. What about you, Cold Sweat? What did you grow up listening to?
I mean, like my parents, for example, like my dad was more like a classic rock on the radio kind of guy. Mm-hmm. And then my mom was more of a disco or like Latin music, you know what I mean? But like my older brother introduced me to hip-hop when I was like a middle school kid, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? But that was more like Tribe Called Quest and De La Soul and
yep.
1990, early 90s, like hip-hop style, you know?
Yeah, I always liked Tupac, but I could never rap. So. But I still always like the music.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to look for some Provo Malone myself. Actually, we were, this was years ago, and my son was a lot younger that, and we were talking about if we were rappers, what we would have for a rap name. And he was Ice Wada, and I was Busta Bone. That was going to be, I've had like 47 broken bones, so it would have been perfect for me. Now, you guys mentioned you work together. Do you ever, or you've been on stage or do shows together? You ever work with any other artists when you're at these concerts and these shows?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we, me and him and two other artists, one from Texas, one from Minneapolis, went on 28 show tour 2019 in summer.
Last summer, yeah.
All right. Where'd the tour all go?
As far east as Chicago and then as far west as Denver and then towns just in between there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That had to be fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
I mean, just going on the road, is it anything like you dreamed when you go on one of these tours? I mean, is it like all the chicks and the parties and all that stuff? Or is it like you're so wiped out, you go and you sleep in a cruddy little motel room that night?
There's this thing we found called couch surfing or something like that. It's like an app, though. There's like an actual app for this. You pay like a one-time lifetime fee.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and like there's people out there that that welcome you into their houses, right? And like we did it. And the first time we did it was like at this house in the middle of like a field outside like Lincoln, Nebraska.
Oh boy.
And we literally stopped the car. We're like, all right, guys.
But it was like 4 a.m. when we got there. And the dude's like, yeah, you can just come inside and I'm going to be sleeping and I'll see you in the morning. So we had no clarification that we were at the right place until the morning.
Yeah.
So we're like, all right, we're just going to do a breaking and entering real quick.
The guy wakes you up in the morning with a shotgun to the face and going, what are you doing in this house?
On the contrary, he had coffee and like pancakes.
Wow.
He was like an Olympic training.
He was like a cyclist.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
Like an indoor cyclist.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'd be more worried to be waking up to him wearing somebody else's face, banging pots and pans.
We were kind of thinking it's going to be some like, oh, we just signed up for something bad.
Yeah. But, you know, that kind of tells you about the people out there in the United States and the world, too. I mean, there are some good people out there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
St. Louis was him or that same thing.
Yeah,
too.
Yep, that's right.
That guy was nice.
There was a ping pong table in that house, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Also, he was at work, and we had to go into his house, but we had it clarified that it was in the right spot, but we scared his dog, like, so hard. But we thought it was going to, like, die.
Die?
It was terrifying.
Hey, man, sorry, but your dog, I think he died.
And then
what'd you do to it? Nothing. Just walked in the door.
So we spent like four or five days in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And then, his brother lives there. So he Jansen stayed like the luxurious life for like four or five days.
On the couch.
And then the four other, like the other of us, we slept in a camper. That was in the backyard of a friend of a friend's.
Okay.
And then we were in a camper for like 4 days.
Yeah.
And it was no bathroom. So we had to like either go like in the.
Oh, I live in the country. That's what I do anyway. Yeah. It's easier for me to go pee off the deck than it is to go to the bathroom and find a bathroom in my house. But so what you're saying is it's not all a life of luxury and partying and total fun when you're on the road. It's obviously got its ups and it's got its downs, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the show's got to make it all worth the while.
Oh, yeah. There's always like a surprising like oh wow, that was a really fun show tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Like in a random city that we've never been to.
Yep. And do you find that when you go on the road like this, I would imagine most people already know who you are, or are there a lot of people that just go, hey, never heard of this guy, let's go check him out?
It depends where we're going, I guess. Like if we go to like the same, if we go to La Crosse, Wisconsin, for example, like people know who we are
because
we played there like a dozen times. But if we go to like
Eau Claire.
We
stood outside of that venue and just gave flyers to people like hand to hand.
No, that was in Iowa.
I mean, I've done it multiple
times. Yeah, yeah.
In Iowa, we really did that.
Yeah.
We printed 600 flyers for Iowa City and gave them out in the campus. Like, really put ourselves out there.
Uh-huh.
And one person showed up to the show.
Are you kidding me?
And he really dressed up like he was about to go to, like, a big event, so I felt really bad about it.
I was like, oh, how'd you hear about the show? He goes, you gave me a flyer.
Social media's got to help, though. Kind of a way to put yourself out there, not only you know, if you've got a gig coming up, but also get to tickle the people a little bit with your talents and everything. But, you know, things would be so much different. I mean, social media, you can either love it or hate it, which I do both. I mean, I love it and I hate it, but that's got to be a help. So what do we...
Do you guys go, like, under the same kind of, like, label, the Zen... Was it Zen Nation?
Zen People. Zen... It's, like, me, him, and two other, like, musical artists, and then we have a lot of clothing involved, and it's a big group, and... Oh.
So you guys actually, you sell shirts, hats, that kind of stuff too?
Socks.
Yeah? Socks?
Short shorts. Leggings. Yeah. We got jackets. Everything.
And welcome.
I'm going to have to get one of those shirts.
I was going
to
say, what about the leggings? Yeah, ugh, don't get those.
We got those. Just because, like, who's got leggings? We got leggings. Yeah.
We'll have a cookbook soon too or something. Yeah.
So instead of people, like women, throwing their clothing at you on stage, you're throwing clothing back at them or what?
As long as they throw money at them.
We got a video here we want to show, Paul? Yeah, or
let's get some music going here.
All right, let's see what we got here. Okay, now this is Cold Sweat, I believe, right?
Yep. My mother's from Panama, so I go to Panama like every other year or so.
Oh.
And so this video was shot in Panama, and the song was made
across the desert lies the promised
a couple of days before I had to go back to the United States. Because my older brother lives in Panama. He's that guy right there in the front.
Oh, wow.
And it all just worked out really well, like last second. And we filmed this in Casco Viejo in Panama City. And then, we did that one day, and then like the girls did it like on another day, and just kind of all came together.
What's the name of this song?
On You.
Everything reminiscent of orangutan. Me and Rick James eating chicken wings and Mary Jane. Game over, but yeah, I remain sober. Sweating up my pores as I be getting colder. Older by the day, starting counting gray. Stone is how I walk, cause that be the way. Out of bounds, too bad no touchdown. Up and at him, driving traffic in this crazy town. Swerving through cars, trying hard not to crash. Burning on my stash, quicking the gas on the dash. Tapping to the point with my brother rolling joints. Hitting ordinance cause the cops hit my noise. Deaf in both ears, stuck in third gear. Fear's not affected when you're married to these years. Beer after beer till we shut down this place. Don't know the name, but you sure got my face. Ended up with spares. George is the only Clinton that I care about. Record spinning in my house. Smoke out my mouth cause it's cheaper by the ounce. Can't afford the pounds with my dollars going down. Half a Panama with the North Dakota sound. Music is life when you do it right. Eliminate the dark when you're searching for the light. For the light. The light fucks you up. Pour a vino in your cup. Find it with age. But even better with the luck. Smiles and laughs like a gang of hyenas. Coast run on the track with the frantic ballerinas.
Fuck, 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 f
about that?
That was awesome.
That's cold sweat. That's good stuff there.
So did you do all that mixing and everything yourself then, or do you?
The turntables on that song was my brother. But I do that nowadays too, but like my brother did that song specifically, yeah.
Where did you get the cast? I mean, the background singers?
So the singers were, those are like, one of the ladies in that trio was the lady who owned the house where the studio was at, where we recorded the song and made the beat and all that kind of stuff. And then she has like a group of, they do like pop, like Latin pop music mm-hmm. down in Panama. So like those three ladies like sing together.
Okay.
Mostly like Spanish though, you know what I mean? And then like, yeah, just all kind of worked out like very just like randomly.
Where the hell did you find a pink Barbie Volkswagen that was Beetle?
The same reaction you got from seeing that was the same reaction we got. We're like, we have to do this. Yeah. We have to use this.
I love the beat on that, too. That's really catchy. We're going to be back with these guys here in just a second. But if you're one of the people that have been putting off that remodel, or maybe you need something fixed around the house, maybe need a new bathroom or some kitchen remodel, tell you what, get a hold of Executive Properties. They do all types of residential work, commercial work. I mean, they do it all. Kitchen, bathrooms, doors, siding, concrete, trim and tile, cabinets. I think you get the picture. Executive Properties, they've got a ton of experience. Barry Romo and that crew with over 30 years of working around Grand Forks, and they do things the way you want them done, and they do them the right way. So let Barry Romo and that crew take care of you guys. Be listening, too. We're going to be giving away some free stuff with Executive Properties. And don't forget, they do snow removal if you're looking for somebody to take care of all that stuff this winter. Call them up, Executive Properties, 701-330-1273. You can check out their website, executiveproperties.org. I know they posted some new pictures on there a couple of weeks ago that are incredible, some of the stuff they do. Make sure you check out the reviews on Facebook and Google, or go to their webpage, executiveproperties.org. You're going to love their work. Executive Properties, they're your one-stop company that can do it all for you. I know these guys personally, and they do a great job. Jansonia, you're working on a new album. Heard you're heading back to the studio later today, maybe?
Yeah, I got to clean up some stuff, add some sprinkles of art on it, and then it should be done. I'm actually very excited about tonight.
Well, you know, after watching your videos, I would think your sprinkles of what art or whatever, it's going to be like sprinkles of genius, because
it's all about the sprinkles.
Yeah, the videos that we played when you were on the show last time, man, crazy good stuff. I mean, crazy good stuff.
That's one thing I love about our, you know, having GFBS, you know, having an actual like platform where you guys can come on. I mean, you don't really see anybody else talking about this kind of stuff in Grand Forks for basically anywhere.
And
appreciate it.
We'd take you guys on this show every month if you wanted to come on. I see you're pulling out the computer. You got something for us here or not?
I think Ryan's got something on his device. I'm just trying to load up my old guy here.
All right. So what are we going to do here? Are you going to do some? Ooh, okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, I'll do a rap. Check, check, check. 1, 2, 1, 2. GFBS. How are you? Check, 1, 2. Check, 1, 2. Yo. Missing all my free throws, lost in the weed smoke. Sorry, kids, Coach Sweat ain't your hero. Yo, Joel Endo, let me tell you something. I'ma cross the pond, come and rock that shit in London. Bridges falling quick, is there something that I miss? Friends in 7-6, but only came for the fish and chips. Whiskey sips out the glass, and I'm a pass, and I can barely stand. Goddamn, Jameson got me once again. Nickelodeon, cause we all bad. 6 foot tall raps, no vocals on the track. Quarterback sacks, those will get you paid. But brain damage doesn't go away. Say what you want, say what you will. Soda is popping, head goes the weasel. Every day people get arrested in development. Smile for the body cam, national embarrassments. Nowadays everybody drinks a Kool-Aid. Wash it down with some peppermint toothpaste. Fresh breath in the mouth of a two-faced man in the mirror telling me it's too late. Nowadays everybody drinks a Kool-Aid. Wash it down with some peppermint toothpaste. Fresh breath in the mouth of a two-faced. say I'm almost 26, so my health benefits about to quit. Blitzkrieg bop until I bust a hip. Hypocrites of the older population, constantly stating what is wrong with this generation. Frustrating, I know. Open up your eyes, closed, glued to the screens of your iPhones. Oh no, what is it that you telling me? Low battery, millennial travesty. Free is the land, but not on Snapchat. Laugh at that, but they know your every step. Check yourself before you really need some help. But weed and heroin will get you in the same cell. Fell from a tree, an apple hit his head. Sir Isaac Newton, and this is what he said. A body in motion tends to stay in motion. We know raindrops, so we don't know the ocean.
Wow. That's good. I got to get some clapping
know.
In there.
I don't know how you even do that. I mean, that like reminded me like ODB, you know?
Appreciate it.
And obviously, you guys must listen to each other's music because Jansonia is over there singing along with it, kind of mouthing the lyrics there. So,
Jans obviously, and I played a lot of shows together.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Almost up to thousands, I think.
Yeah? You know, there's different styles of rap. I mean, you hear gangsta rap, things like that. How would you guys describe your music? Because from what I've heard, I don't hear none of the, you know, the gangsta anything. It sounds like more like you guys are just out having a good time and singing about having a good time and maybe things that have happened in your life.
Yeah, I just try to be like just cool with it.
Mm-hmm.
Try to be comical.
Yeah,
show a little irony or something, you know.
Yeah,
I just really enjoy it because it's like that old kind of school flow, like the Wu-Tang Clan, like you said, like Tribe Called Quest and everything. Because I listen to the stuff that's on the radio now, and I think it's just garbage. I mean, I've had this conversation with Jansen, and he disagrees with me, but with most
it's only
of it,
Lil Baby. It's only, he does like Lil Baby, and about, I love Lil Baby.
How about Da Baby?
See, I like the Baby.
The Baby's really tight,
but Lil Baby, he's garbage fire.
How about Swim Shady? I don't know.
He had his time.
Yeah. Have you guys had like the most terrible gig you could ever imagine? I mean, where maybe your hopes are up there. You think this is going to be awesome. And it, I mean, it happens to everybody or maybe not. But have you ever had one of those ones where at the end of the night you just went crap?
St. Louis last summer.
Salt Lake City. I had fun in Salt Lake City.
Yeah. Salt Lake City was terrible. Yeah.
So what was bad with Salt Lake City, Schoolboy besides Q the fact also, that you were in Salt Lake City?
We just drove a bunch that this is the first tour we ever went on. Instead of like focusing on like closing nearby locations in the Midwest, we just went all out, out to the West Coast. We went to like Seattle and Portland and Boise and Salt Lake City. It was very fun because I never like been to that part of the
country. Can you even drink in Salt Lake City? Isn't that where your brother used to live?
Yeah, I think you have to be like a member.
Yeah, you got to join a club. You got to join a club. I actually have an aunt and uncle that live down in Arkansas, and it's a dry county.
What?
And yeah, unless you belong to a club, there's really nowhere to go drink. You just have to get off sale or belong to a club, or they drive to a different county and load up their bar at their house that way. But
I think at some of the bars, like if you're not a member, like you can still get a beer, but it's like a really low alcohol content one.
So or like spend $10 and join the club and be able to drink or whatever. Yeah. But
a club.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine no booze in Polk or Grand Forks County. Oh, my God. Yeah. All right, I mentioned the worst gigs. Have you ever had one of those gigs where you didn't want it to end? It just went that good the whole time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had many of
those.
There's
been some fun ones in like at the Aquarium in Fargo. There's been some fun ones in like the Laughing Sun in Bismarck.
You know, I would imagine the best part about being on stage is the people. The looks on the people's faces, the dancing. Mm-hmm. The sheer enjoyment where you can see they're just freaking because it's so cool. That's a great part about being on stage, isn't it?
That's exactly what takes like the life out of like doing live streams too. Cause it's just, like you finish a song of like, cause I play with the band in Fargo, right? So when we're done playing, it's like really loud cause bands are loud and it's usually people are like you know, making some kind of response.
Yep.
And then the live stream's just like, you like open your eyes. You're like, oh, that's right. There's three cameras staring at me, not people, you know? So,
yeah. So you ever think about putting like the fake people in the background, like they're doing at baseball and hockey games now?
Like the NBA playoffs. Yeah.
It was cardboard cutouts.
Streaming people. Yeah.
Guy who catches one of the outfield and gives it to
Gets a free t-shirt. The kid. Gets a free t-shirt.
Oh, it's Weekend at Bernie's back behind you.
Yeah. I want to ask you this, Jansonia. You're working on this new album. Are we going to be able to hear a tickle of that today or not?
Do a little tickle.
I could.
I don't want anything out if you don't want it out yet. I feel like we're giving cold sweat to all the action here, and we want to give you a chance, too.
That's fine. Jansa lives here. Just
give, give us just the tip.
Ask him one more question, and then
Can I ask you two a question?
Sure.
Because I asked Jansen on the way here. I'm like, yo, you hungry? And I was like, oh, I'm kind of hungry. I haven't eaten today yet. Is there a new good spot in Grand Forks? Is there anything people been raving about that I should know about?
The Spud probably wasn't here when you were here last
Spud.
Time.
No, Spud Junior is pretty good.
I drove by it last time I was here, but yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I just ate there the other night. Nice, okay. I really liked it. Okay. Yeah, in fact, they've got a big French fry feed going on this afternoon sometime too. So,
that's this afternoon.
I believe it is. So you might be able to catch a pretty decent party too. But yeah, they're good. Okay. I love their food.
Yeah, during the 11 p.m. bar close situation.
Yeah,
Spud was through the lines thing, because they closed it too, so the entire downtown just merged to that one spot.
Once Minnesota got the upper hand on North Dakota, because it was the other way around there for a while.
And if you're looking for something that's kind of fast, there's Tacho Man right across the street.
He's set up. Okay. Where did I see him set up today? He's set up somewhere different. I think he's downtown.
Oh, he's not across the street today?
No, I saw it this morning.
He's got a microphone set up down there most of the time.
Yep. Are you rapping on the trailer?
Yeah, we just went at it one of these days.
You're probably better than his brother, because his brother was singing on there at the, and I'm not knocking you, man, it was not that good of a singer.
Is Grand Forks still 11 o'clock curfew?
No. Okay. No. Yeah. There's really nothing, I don't think, going on in Grand Forks for...
Well, I mean, when they realized that everybody just walked over to the Minnesota side, it was just like, well, this is kind of pointless.
Mm-hmm.
We found a loophole.
That's the loophole. Yeah,
there's the loophole. But for once, the East Side guys got treated pretty good there. So
those college kids bamboozled them again.
Yeah.
Damn you, college kids.
Always the college kids. All right, let's see here.
Stuff happening.
Whenever
you need me.
All right, go ahead.
All right. I don't have a name for this song yet. Well, no, it's called Watch Your Block, probably.
Word.
This is the last song. No, I'm not playing that one. I'm playing this one. Yeah. I'm talking to the community inside of your community. I'm out here trying to survive all the herd immunity. Commute to the scrutiny, ain't no way that you been screwing me. You, me, and the dudes in the ruins doing deeds, going through the things. That's why I keep on checking in. If you need it, I got it. I will keep on replenishing. I weep over innocence. I believe in my inner sense. Defeated the reabsurd, it's some we can't get again. I'm getting in. We about to be active and activate activity. Live on the edge. You lacking and had to wait for activities. We had to wait for the activities. District been with it. Don't tell me how it really be. So I'ma hold the zone now. They control the whole town. Hold the fort down, baby. Hold the fort down. I'ma hold the zone now. They control the whole town. Hold the fort down, baby. Hold the fort. Watch your block. Yeah. Watch your block. Yeah. Watch your block. Watch your block, block. Watch your block. Might be all that you got. These ops love when they are what you're not. Break them down.
Damn. Yeah, start from the top. These ones fake, man. They just part of the props. Filter them out. They got the hate still in their mouth. Spill on their couch. Make sure they bow the ish that they shout. Enough of day, it's back to us. Cuffed awake at the back of the bus. Lacking the trust, compassionate love. Running to keep all the stamina up. Sprinting, sufficiently uplifting all of my perimeters. About to action now, but before I was just in the words. Into your little world, being disruptive and unappealing. But it's what happens when someone's killing your feelings. Watch your spot, playing with your peeps, yeah. Plot a flop, talk is talk. The silence to get devoured. Block to block, defiantly we shift the power. So I'ma hold the zone now, they control the whole town. Hold the fort down, baby, hold the fort down. I'ma hold the zone now, they control the whole town. Hold the fort down, baby, hold the fort. Watch your block, yeah. Yeah, watch your block. Yeah, yeah, watch your block. Yeah, yeah, watch your block, 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 block. I butchered that first verse, but yeah.
Don't worry, Jazz. They can edit it. They can edit it. Okay,
cool. No, we can't.
And you have to have a title for that song yet, is that right?
I think it's going to be called Watch Your Block.
Mostly. Okay, okay. And have you got a name for the new album? Have you figured that out yet?
The first one, well, yeah, it's Evade will be the newest one coming out. I got another project. I have four in this thing right
now. Well, wasn't it you that said you have probably got 1,000 songs?
Yeah, I probably got around.
Yeah?
It's between features, because features are just constantly happening. Like last night, dude that I really don't know at all was like, I have a studio at my house. And I was like, oh, you do? Well, I'm coming over and I'm rapping tonight, right now.
Yeah, I was falling asleep. I was falling asleep in the chair. I was like, dude, hurry up, Jensen.
Hey, when you write, how do you write? I mean, I know I've asked him this question before, and it sounds to me like it's a piece of cake for him to write a song. Is it the same for you?
No. I got to have some coffee, and I got to put my focus down into like actually writing it.
You know? I mean, do you sit down and actually think, okay, I have to write a song, or do you wait till something comes to you and maybe carry a notebook with you, or you wake up in the middle of the night going, I got to write these lyrics down, or a beat or anything?
I feel like choruses come naturally, just like, you know, you'd be driving or walking or showering or doing whatever, and all of a sudden, like a little catchy little... you know, a little like lyrical little melody, and then you keep thinking about that, and I'll finally like write that down or something like that, and then I'll try to come back to that.
Okay. Like, yeah. Have you ever been in the situation, both of you guys, where you might be thinking, "Wow, these are perfect lyrics. These are perfect lyrics. I got to remember this. I got to remember it," and then you forget them
all the time,
and then you just beat yourself up because you can't, you know, like me, I've always said I need to just start carrying a notebook with me because I need to write things down, because I come up with some good stuff too, and then I will. Well, the 80s was kind of hard on me, so my memory's not very good, but then I'll forget about it too. So I could imagine if you were a songwriter, it could be pretty frustrating when that happens.
Definitely.
Yeah. I literally like get up from the couch and walk into the kitchen 10 feet, and then I'm in the kitchen. I'm like, why did I come in here again? What am I doing in here?
There's a lot of times where I'm writing and I'll have it in my head, something, but I have to write two lines before that.
Okay.
Like, all right, yeah, I set it up. Remember this next line.
Yeah, how can I lead into that line or lead out of that line?
Like, forget why I'm writing the initial line, and I'm like, oh, where did it go?
is COVID starting to let up for you guys? I mean, are they opening up some more venues now? Are you guys able to get out there? Because for a long time, everybody was just doing stuff on the laptop because nobody was having any bands or any artists. Or is that still that way, or is it starting to get a little better for you guys?
I've been getting some decent gigs in like Fargo, and we've been playing in Bismarck and Minot the last last month or so. But I don't know. It was like kind of going good, and now it's kind of like going back to like. However, you know, in December and January, it's hard to get people to come out.
Yeah. You guys ever think about maybe just going and setting up in front of the line at these mass COVID testing events? So maybe you get a lot of people to see you then. Not a bad idea. Winter plans. You guys got any gigs coming up? Well, I shouldn't say winter yet, but any gigs coming up in the future here that maybe we could tell the people about, or it's just kind of laid back right now?
My band is playing Dempsey's in Fargo on October 30th, the Halloween weekend. It's a Friday this year.
Oh, that should be fun.
Yeah. So Halloween's on a Saturday, so we're playing like the Friday this year. So.
Uh-huh. And what's your band?
We just go by Cold Sweat right now, too.
Okay.
So it's Cold Sweat bands.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Because I was looking you up on, I was kind of creeping you on Facebook, and I saw there was you, and then I saw there was a band, and I thought, well, that's not him.
There's a few other Cold Sweat pages on there, yeah.
Okay, okay.
It's always a battle who has the most likes.
Yeah, well, I suppose. I suppose.
What's the Bismarck one? November
6th? November 6th, Jansen and I were playing the Laughing Sun in Bismarck.
Oh.
It's a really cool brewery if you ever tried their beers before.
Yeah, they got Rhombus beer, too.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
I love Rhombus beer. It's good stuff. I asked Jansen this when he was on the show before. You ever have a dream venue and maybe a dream artist to take the stage with? Somewhere that's definitely on your bucket list? You'd give anything to be able to play in that venue?
I think Red Rocks would probably be the coolest place.
A lot of people say that. Yeah. Jansen, I remember what yours was.
First Ave.
That's right.
Ooh, First Ave is cool, yeah.
Yeah, down in the cities, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who'd you play it with?
Myself. As long as I get
You're
a
selfish,
donut.
Dude.
As long as I get a donut, I'm good.
As long as I get a donut, I'm good.
They give, like, personal, customized donuts.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I got a friend that's in a band that plays down there quite a bit, actually. They're out of Duluth. But, if somebody wants to book you guys, how hard is it to do? How do they reach out to you?
Oh, this is Facebook, Instagram, Twitter,
mm-hmm.
you know, all of the above. On Instagram, you can hit email, and it'll send you right to your email app, and then, you know.
Yep.
So that's very easy.
Now, are you guys more busy in the summer or the winter, or does it make a difference?
I personally don't like traveling that much in the wintertime.
No, I don't blame you.
You know what I mean? It's like a life or death situation. Jansen almost got stuck in a snowstorm a couple years ago. I was just like, why'd you go?
I've done some crazy journeys. Straight up through, well, this time last year, winter hit at this time.
Yeah, it was today. Blizzard came. Yeah, we had like 8 inches of snow today a year ago.
Yeah.
Like, this time last early year, October, yeah. I had a show in Mankato, and I had to leave 3 days early.
Oh, wow.
Just so I could get out there because everything closed. But I figured it out. I don't know. You just got to move different around those times.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you guys travel on the road, especially if you're just rapping, I understand it's different with a band. But do you have a lot of equipment you have to bring with you?
I bring turntables.
Yeah, he's avid in the DJ life. I got a MIDI drum pad, but I just need my voice most of the time.
Yeah, so it's not like you need an enclosed trailer or a truck or any of that kind of stuff to haul your stuff.
Only when I bring the merch, because we got
when you bring the merch, merch,
so it's like a whole shopping mall once we actually have it going on.
Oh man, I wish you would have brought some with you. We could have put it on camera here, but
next time it'll happen.
You were in Grand Forks. If somebody wants some Jansonia or whatever merch, how do they get a hold of you?
Either just message me on any of my platforms, or we have Zen People Clothing on Instagram. That's what goes straight to our website that has the platform that has all the other stuff on there. That you can straight up just order it from there and we can ship it to you.
All right.
Just go to Rhymer's Brewery and just ask for Jansen.
Don't do that.
Before we cut you guys loose, you guys want to do some more jamming or what do you want to do here?
Yeah, I pulled up this other one.
I'll do another
All right.
song, yeah.
Okay.
Do you guys have one, like any that you do together?
We could do from the past, but I don't know if our brains will be able to remember them.
What we really do together is like Jansen will like hype me, and then vice versa. You know what I mean? We don't have many songs together.
Not like you doing duets or anything there.
But we play a lot of songs together.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, but like not really like us. Yeah.
I'm just gonna rap my verse from this song that came out yesterday.
Okay.
I think. Yeah, all right, here we go.
Couple genitals at a minimal. Everybody better be ready in general. I'm the general. Nobody identical. Chance coming in with the mega flow. Get the man a medal. Use a fan as a metronome, but back to relax. Had plans and testimonies to grab the advance. You don't want to test a homie, you be lacking the facts. Ceremonies ending when I left. They ass on my bathroom away to create blank positions. Upgrade the pace to change the weight of attention. Safe to say, I've saved the game and then some save at the stage to get to make predictions. Shit, bro. I'm making the rapidity rap raps. What I'm always stacking the fat pack. Drilling, but hit it with little rat to the tat tats. Had to collapse to connect. And
gas that blitz in the whip. But the shit stuck, it is what it is, what it ain't, what it was. Blitz is the difference, it is all the differences in the entangled drugs. So having a light, I've been hired to purchase all the rides. Ride with the riders, I put it on my rider. Ride on the mic and I'm righteous, I might just invite you. I give a who you think you with. Don't got room on my sinking ship. Once you blink, then it's a little predicament. Asphyxiating, got me turning pink again, kicking it. Looking for the dopamine, the glow and gleam. Grow a scene, just going around looking rabbits, my groceries. Man, I'm be swearing too much on this one.
Let's do a different one.
I just can't believe how fast you can rap. I mean, that I could no way go that fast.
I don't know why I'm attempting to do these
things. I'd love having you guys on the show. No, this is great. I mean, this is great. I love this. All right, we got more, it sounds like, here.
I'll slow it down for y'all. shout out my homie Mar Baizel. He's from the Basque Country in the north of Spain. He made this instrumental. This is the story of our lives. Or did I not read it right? Might have to quit the day so I can sleep at night. Tight rope walking, balance in my corner. My head does the talking as I approach the border. Shorter lines, longer waits in this place. Face the music, we all competing in the same race. Brace yourself for contact that you would not expect. The vet was once the rookie who had to get checked. Met with expectations from your best hallucination. Taking a piss and smoking spliffs outside the gas station. Taste the coffee and the caffeine in your system. Say what you say, we addicted to being victims. Listen if you can, but feel what I speak. I'ma make you think and break your neck in the same week. A leak in the dam makes the whole town sink. If that is the case, your bartender, where's my drink? Brink of collapse, so pour another glass. Brink of collapse, so pour another glass. Yeah, 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 yeah. Brink of collapse, so pour another glass. Brink of collapse, so pour another glass. I put my cell phone down, saw a shooting star. Mars in the distance, robots driving cars. Far and away, no problem, we can speak today. The world getting smaller in each and every way. Straight from the pack with no microchip intact. Fact of the matter, we already buying that. Samsung or Apple, facial recognition with the travel. Download the virus, just looking for some samples. Assholes and presidents still forgot the rules. But these are the ones that we learn about in school. The tools of the trade for the current century, computers and robotics, where humans are the slaves. Brave is the home, free is the land. Convinced that your soul will be traded for another man's. Goddamn, the age of digital slaughter. Your bartender, another whiskey water, like brink of collapse. So pour another glass. Brink of collapse, so pour another glass. Brink of collapse, so pour another glass. Brink of collapse, so pour another glass.
Yeah.
GFBS. The best source.
That's what's up.
And good stuff. Jansonia, Cold Sweat, both of you guys, we want you back again. Hopefully you'll be able to find the time to come back again.
Yeah, I'll keep bringing other musicians.
And that would be awesome. And we are looking forward to you finishing up this new album. We want you back to show us about, tell us about that and play some stuff, Cold Sweat. Anytime you're in Grand Forks, man.
Absolutely.
We'll make sure we give you our business card. And, you know, if you're an artist out there and you're watching the show and maybe you want to be a part of this and let the people see what you can do, all you've got to do is call us up, 701-213-0863, or you can shoot us an email, local@gfbestsource.com, and we'll work with you. We want the local artists to get known. We want them to have people come out and see their shows. And this is a great way to do it. You guys,
I'm thinking if we can get enough, you know, shows like this, get enough artists on here, hopefully by next summer, you know, maybe we could even try to put on like a concert outdoors,
you know,
the parking lot out here. Or something.
I was just thinking the same thing. Maybe we could host a show with you guys, and maybe we could get your other guys with you too.
Get the Heat Seekers out there.
Yeah, would you guys be up for that?
Absolutely, yeah.
Man. A GFBS Music Fest.
Yeah. Oh, it just rolls out the tongue.
Yeah. Now I got stuff to think about.
GFBS Music Fest.
Oh. Wow. Hey, Dan, that even sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Wow.
You saw some t-shirts.
Yeah. You guys, thank you so much.
No, thank you for having us.
It's like I told Jan Sonia when he was here before, it's not like we're doing you guys a favor letting you come on the show, but you are absolutely doing us a favor by gracing our studio because, man, you guys got it going on. Appreciate you really do.
This is so fun.
And we love it. Yeah.
These are the funnest shows that we can do.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there you go. Jan Sonia and Cold Sweat going to be playing in Bismarck November 6th. Yeah. Again, check out their websites if you want to find out more. You got to see these guys live because they are incredible. Hey, special thanks to Do So Photography for bringing you this awesome show this Friday afternoon. You know what? If you get a hold of Bob Do So, you can probably still get those senior portraits done. He's got some openings, but you're going to have to hurry up. He also does family portraits, business headshots, corporate pics. He does it all. You can choose your own background for these pictures, too. He'll even come to your house if maybe you got a great spot in the backyard. You want some of these pictures taken. If you want to find out more, just go to Do So Photography or DoSoPhoto.com or call him up 218-230-4325. If you want to look the best, Do So Photography can do that. If you want to see some of his pics, come and check out our Wall of Fame here at the GFBS Studios. Does a great job at racetracks around your area. Also, we want you to be a Podbean premium subscriber. Chance for you to win some free stuff. Easy to do. You go to your Play Store, you download Podbean, search GFBS, hit follow and buy premium, and you are all set. And, you know, we are now on Amazon Music. Tell your smart speaker to play GFBS Podcast. And we're looking for your 5-star reviews on Google, too. So make sure you check that out. Make sure you have a great weekend, everybody. And like us, share us, and tag us. We're Grand Forks' best source, giving Grand Forks an identity again.